I think what the African Union is doing basically is simply toying along the line of what has been done elsewhere in the world and even in Africa in the past. We have seen where great sportsmen and women were used to bring about solutions to protracted crises that politics and war were unable to. So in my view, yet it's another major achievement because these people are simply serving as instruments that would perhaps provide the necessary efficiency in the hands of political decision makers in order to achieve certain specific objectives that probably have not been achieved through the routine political brickmanship.
How would this, say, a person like Desmond Tutu, Wangari Maathai, the Ghanaian footballer Michael Essien, Youssou N'Dour, would their efforts circumvent the effort of the African Union Peace and Security Council, or are they working together?
I don't think it is a case of circumventing. I think it's more or less, you know, adding some more impetus into the work of the Peace and Security Council in order to achieve peace throughout the continent, especially in those areas where war has become the rule rather than exception. Each of these personalities are very distinguished. Talk about Bishop Desmond Tutu, a very great African anti-racist struggler who has done so well for his country and South Africa today is free. Michael Essien, a distinguished footballer. We have seen quite a lot of them cherished by, you know, a cross-section of, you know, African society. So seeing their hands visibly in areas of conflict resolution, in my view, would go a long way in augmenting the efforts that African leaders from the political front are putting, you know, in order to reduce the catastrophe in form of war, in form of protracted ethnic conflict that has ravaged the continent for such a very long time. So if you take them individually, Mo Ibrahim, Wangari Maathai, another Nobel Peace Prize winner in Africa, Michael Essien, quite a lot of them, we have seen the role that people like George Oppenweier played in the heat of Liberian Civil War, you know, doing a lot that politics and war could not do to bring some palliatives to the Liberian society. We've also seen to a large extent the contributions of footballers like the fellow from Ivory Coast, Didier Drogba, in also providing some relief in the hostility between the North and the South of, you know, the Ivory Coast.